and don't jailbreak iPhones. Okay. Now, what we're talking about here is that in English, we use the same word big for everything. No, so you are big. She is
big.
He is big. They are big. I am
big.
We are big.
So it's all big. Now that's not the case in Arabic. The Arabic, the word big is going to be totally different. For you, she, he, they, I, the word big is totally different. But so that is one of the tricky things about Arabic, that you need to do the words right. Okay? You need to do the words what? Right. So let's look. You are big. Okay. Now, how do we say it in Arabic? Okay. So you are big. If it's a male and if it's a female. So actually, even before that, you here could mean one person, two people,
or two women,
or two persons,
sorry.
And then many persons. In English, do we have any differentiation? You in English could be you as a person, you as two people,
no.
Or you as a group, right?
What's the day?
In Arabic, no.
It's a seven.
In Arabic, every one of those is different. So, and this one person could be male
or female.
Or female. Two people, male or female.
Or both.
Or mixed.
Ooh, I have a here.
Three people, male, female, or many people. Or mixed. You got it? See, all these are possibilities. In English, everything is you.
You,
one male, you, one female, you know, two males, you, two females, you, mixed group, like male, one male and one female. They are all the same. You and big is the same. And that's not the case in Arabic. That's not the case in Arabic.
Okay.
All right. So, you are big. If it's one male, what do you do? What do you say?
Kabir.
Anta kabir. Anta kabir. Masha'Allah, takbir.
Star.
Takbir.
Who am I, a star?
Everyone is a star.
Anta?
I'm boss.
Kabir. Do you understand this tree? Kind of?
Yeah, I do.
The tree. It's like division. It's like division tree. Branches, like you're branching. So we call it a tree. It's just like the tree you have on the computer and Windows Explorer. You
Windows
know,
7.
You collapse the tree, you expand the tree.
Oh, you mean that tree?
Yes.
Click on the side.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
that gives you the files.
Yeah.
It's also a tree showing you folders and subfolders and sub-sub-subfolders and sub-sub-sub-sub-sub-sub-folders and you go like in a tree structure.
It's very complicated.
It's very complicated, yes. Okay, so then what do you do when it's female? Now, this is the subject of today, is how do you bring the female version of a male word? So if I give you a male word, then you bring the female version. So, anta becomes anti. Kabir becomes Kabira. So look at this. Look at this.
Oh, yeah, I got it. I knew it.
We added something called The female tab.
The feminine thing.
The female tab. Assalamu alaikum, my name is Mrs. Female Tab. Miss Female Tab. And my job is to make, the male word into, convert male word into what?
Female
word. So, anti kabira. Okay? All right. Now, how about the two people? If it's two males.
Males.
Oh, no.
Females.
Males,
females, males, females.
How many males?
If we have two people, just two people.
What?
Two people.
Two
people.
Okay.
Then you say, Antuma.
I don't
have enough. Kabiran. So you say, Antuma Kabiran. Antuma what? Kabiran.
How about couples? Because they're two.
Antuma Kabiran. Okay? Now, you notice that if they are two, what did you do?
Antuma.
You added, this is called alif. Alif for the double. The alif, the doubles. The alif that what? Doubles. Right? So when you add an alif, it doubles. Alright? So if you want to double something, you add what? Alif. Okay. And then, after the alif, the noon may come or may not come. Depends. Okay. Now, how about females? Then, two females, we say... Antuma also, so there is no change. Antuma kabiratan. Antuma kabiratan. So what happened? How did I make kabiran into female?
Put it
at. At the end or after the root? You know what I mean by the root? The root, yes. So antuma kabiratan. What if it's mixed group? Mixed group in Arabic is always like male. Always. Mixed group, yes. Antuma kabiran. So it is the same. Same.
Oh God. Antuma kabiran.
Antuma kabiran. Put it like that so that you know it's the same. No difference. So, by having one male person in the group, like if you have 20 females and one male, then the word, the sentence changes into male sentence. And the reason is because the root of the words, okay, are designed for male, for males. And then females, you have to add on to it. You got it? So, if you just have one male, then you can just do,
normal.
You know, yeah, do it like normal. All right, so many persons, or many people, so we have Antum, ha? Huh? Antum?
What, for many?
Yes, for many. Antum, who knows? Kubara. So this is how you get, so the plural from Kabir is, if it's male, then it's what? Kubara.
Kubara.
Okay.
Cobra.
Kubara. How about the female? The female, there is something called the female noon. The female noon is going to be, make this Antunna. Antunna
Kabirat. Kabirat.
No, I knew it before you said.
Okay, now the female version is easier. Why? Because you have kabir, kabirat. Sagir, sagirat. Hilw, hilwat. You always, the female version is nice because you always add alif ta. Can you give everyone a sheet of each?
It's okay, oh. Give me that. It's all
safe.
Yay. This is my version.
Yay. How many do I have?
Here you go.
Oh, the skateboard.
All right. Okay. The mixed is what? So what is the mixed? Same. What is the mixed? Same. You got it? So, we're not going to do she, he, they, I now. We'll just focus on this.
Yes.
On this branch of the tree until we know how to do it, and then we move on. And then your part of the homework is to do anta saghir. Your homework is? Homework?
Yes, we have multiple homeworks.
One,
it's
do the tree for anta saghir. Anta saghir. So you said anta saghir, anti saghira, antuma. I'm going to say the solution in audio, so just in case you try it on your own. And then, if you don't know how to do it, you go back to the audio.
Okay.
So the solution of the homework, you say, anta saghir, anti saghira, antuma saghiran, antuma saghiratan, antum sighar, antunna saghirat. Okay? You got it? So you can go
like
back.
Spanish.
You can try it on your own first.
It's kind of like Spanish because
Yeah.
So you do this on your own first. It's recording.
You can do both.
No, just do yours on yours and then.
No, my phone needs to be restored.
Is what?
Needs to be restored.
Okay, so just put it on this on the sheet.
So
got it. So now let's do the, look at the sheet here. The word Rashid, okay, by the way, the vocab that we're using is on the second page.
Okay.
I
don't need the second
page. So you can see the vocab. And I want you to memorize this word, the words in this page. I want you to memorize this vocab.
Like all of it, or?
Oh, okay.
Let's do the, let's do the one on the top.
And cheese.
How about that? I'm going to give you a test next time. I'm going to give you the same table, but the Arabic word is not there. The Arabic word is what?
It's
not there, yeah. And let me pronounce the words for you, so when you memorize them right. Okay? Repeat after me. Jamil.
Jamil.
Jamila.
Jamila.
Ibn.
Ibn.
Bent.
Bent.
Ab.
Ab.
Om.
Om.
Ucht.
Ucht.
Khal.
Khal.
Khala.
Khala.
Sadiq.
صادق
أخ عابد
عابد
عابدة
عابدة
صغير
صغير
صغيرة
صغيرة
كبير
كبير
كبيرة
خبيرة.
ذكي.
ذكي.
عم.
عم.
عمة.
عمة.
And notice that we're doing ها instead of تاء. We're pronouncing ها instead of تاء. You know why?
Because it's
you're
like something.
It's called تاء مربوطة.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what is the difference between تاء مربوطة and regular تاء? Regular تاء is always تاء, whether you stop at it or you continue talking. Okay? It's like bent. It's like bent. If you stop at it, you say bent. If you continue, you say bent السلطان, for example. Or bent الرسول. All right? But if you have a تاء مربوطة, it's different. You say أمه. If you stop, you say أمه. If you continue, you say أمة الرسول. You got it? So we have أمة and أمة الرسول. It's important that you learn the difference between the تاء مربوطة and the regular تاء. So if you stop at the تاء مربوطة, then you convert it into what? ها. So you say أمه. You say what?
أمه.
أمه means slave, slave, slave girl. Or also it means girl. Sometimes it's used just the word girl. Actually, it is more used as the word girl than just slave girl. Or servant girl. So, if you stop at it, what do you say?
أمه.
But if you continue, what do you say?
أمت الرسول.
أمت الرسول. أمت. So, okay. So don't pronounce this as أمت. If it's all by itself, then you don't pronounce it as أمت. You stop at the تاء, so you say أمه. Same thing with what we did. If you look at the table, we say جميل and
جميلة.
جميلة. We didn't say جميلت. Did we say جميلت?
No.
No. You can say جميلت only if you're continuing. Like say جميلة البيت. جميلة البيت. Okay? You got it? You have خالة. خالة. If you stop, you say خالة. But if you continue, you say خالة خالة محمد. خالة محمد. Like it's the خالة, the aunt of Muhammad. كبير. And if you stop, you say كبيرة. If you continue, you say كبيرة العائلة or كبيرة المنزل or كبيرة something.
كبيرة التيز.
Okay. All right. Now, let's go and learn one more hadith from the handouts of last time. So bring out.
Into the binder we go.
Didn't we say we're going to put things in a binder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hard, Hisham. Hard, Nabil. Tra-la-la.
Okay. All right.
A shield of fasting.
Are you done with the binder?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I'm trying to record everyone's names.
Okay, let me get the hadith from it.
He's recording, you know.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my God. On face.
Let's recognize. Let's go to the hadith that says, "الدُعاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ." Do you have that?
Huh?
Which is on page 17. The page marked as page 17. الدُعاء مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. You need to memorize this. Next time, you need to memorize what?
This one.
This one. means, basically what it means, it means that dua is the core of worship. Like, you know what a core is? Like, the core.
The center.
Yes, the center, the core of something. Is like the most important. Okay? Dua is the core or core of worship. Of worshiping Allah. First, let's recognize the male and female words. Ad-du'a.
Is it
like
two keys? Worshiping?
Huh? Two keys, yeah. Worshiping.
Worshiping.
Ad-du'a. Mukhu. Al-ibadah. الدعاء مخ العبادة. الدعاء what? مخ العبادة. The core of عبادة. So الدعاء is male or female word?
Male.
Male. That's right. Male. How about مخ? مخ means, in Arabic مخ means brain.
Brain.
Yeah. But the reason I translated it into core, because that's what is the meaning. The meaning here does not mean brain. It's used to mean, because you know how the word means many things?
Yeah.
It is used here to mean the core, not really the brain. So moh is male. How about al ibadah?
Female.
Yes, exactly, female. Because it has a female ta. Now, let's understand why the dua is the central or the core or most important thing in worship. Like everything else goes around dua. So if this is ibadah, if this circle is ibadah, the inside of the circle or the core is dua. Why would you make dua?
To get closer to Allah.
Because you need Allah, right?
Yeah, we need
dua is your begging of Allah, or you're asking Allah for something.
Yeah.
Dua. So, by asking Allah for something, you realize that this thing is what? That Allah is the one who can give. You're realizing that Allah is the one who what?
He is the most giving.
Yes, exactly. You realize that Allah is the one who gives. So, dua. When you make dua, you are number one. When you're making dua, you are number one. Is what? Number one.
You're asking Allah.
Recognize that Allah
is the
provider. Recognize.
When you are making ing.
Is the provider. What else?
Or, no, I infer make. You spelled it wrong.
Where is it? Oh, make, yes.
Making, actually.
When you make dua, you are recognizing that Allah is the provider. Do you make dua to me? Do you say, Brother Ali, please give me food? Some people, unfortunately, make dua to the graves. They go to the grave of where Sayyidina Hussein is buried.
What?
Say, Hussein. the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, or whatever grave it is, okay? Alhamdulillah, in the United States, this doesn't happen. But if you happen to go back home and you see people going to graves and begging of the dead people, like if the dead person is called Hussein, they say, "Ya Hussein, give me! Ya Hussein, help me! Ya Hussein, I want! Ya Hussein!" This is begging. This is asking other than Allah. Making dua to other than Allah is shirk. That's right. I have the roasters. I just needed them by email.
Okay, so you need them by email.
Yes,
okay.
So that I can just have them in Excel right away.
Okay.
You got it? So you know that only Allah can provide. If you ask a person, a dead person, then you are asking the wrong guy. You are saying that this guy is the one that we give. Another false thought. Can you move over there?
You're not going to go happier. You
used to be. No, I think he is.
Another false thing? Huh? Another false thing is what? Huh? Another false thing is what? Another false thing is to
think
that this dead person is a middle guy. Is a middle what? Guy.
Yeah.
What is the middle guy?
The guy who can communicate with Allah.
Yes. It's like we are too little to get the attention of Allah. We are what?
Too
little. And Allah's too important to care about us or even to know that we exist. So we need somebody who is small enough for us so that to get his attention. And big enough to talk to Allah. That is the wrong, false ideology, or the wrong, false reason they go ask the guy. They say, this guy is big enough to talk to Allah and small enough to talk to us. So we can use him as the middle guy. This is also wrong. So whether you ask this guy as if he Allah, the provider, or whether you ask him because you think he's the middle guy, both are what?
Wrong.
If you do either one of the two, then you have abandoned Islam. That's a major shirk. A major shirk means it would kick you outside of the umbrella of Islam. It is not within the umbrella of Islam. Even you can do a lot of sins, and if you steal, this doesn't mean that you are outside of the umbrella of Islam. If you lie, you just be a bad Muslim or a disobedient Muslim. But you won't lose the title Muslim. But if you do ask, make dua to other than Allah, thinking that this thing will give you, or this thing is a middle guy between you and Allah, both of them will take away the title Muslim from you. Then you become mushrik. So instead of Muslim, you become what? Mushrik. Good. Now the second thing, okay, you are needy. You are needy. Recognize. That you are needy to Allah. Why this is important? Remember the Arab lords? The Arab lords that gave the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a very hard time in Mecca? Those Arab lords, they used to walk like this and drag the clothes behind them like, you know, the bride? Like Princess Diana, when she was marrying, she was dragging her dress behind her for a very long distance. I think it was a mile or something. Or half a mile? How long? Do you remember? Huh? Oh, okay.
Long enough.
Oh, long enough. So this is a sign of arrogance. So the Arab lords in the past, they used to do the same thing. They dragged their dress behind them, okay, like... What, 2 meter, 1 meter, or whatever? So they walk like this, with their breasts, with their dress dragged behind. And they make themselves, they want people to treat them like gods on earth. Like, want people, they claim to themselves the greatness. And nobody can claim greatness to him or herself. Because Allah hates the ones who claim greatness to themselves. Because we're all equal. Alright? Now, they used to think that they don't need Allah. Allah said about them, استغنى. استغنى. استغنى means what? It's opposite of needy is استغنى. استغنى means I don't need Allah. I have money in the bank. Who needs Allah? Why should I ask him? I have money in the bank. Oh, I have a house. Why should I ask him? I have a house. Oh, I have good life. Why should I ask him? I already have a good life. I have everything I need. I have no need to him. This is very dangerous. You know, the poor people are closer to Allah because they have more need. So they always say, Ya Allah, I just want bread, Ya Allah, for dinner. Just bread, Ya Allah, I'm so hungry, and the kids are so hungry, Ya Allah. And then when it's raining and don't have a shelter, they say, Ya Allah, just a roof above us. Just one roof above us, Ya Allah, so that we don't get wet when it rains and become cold, Ya Allah. If they don't have a blanket, and I've seen people sleeping on the ground in Egypt without blankets.
In New York, there's like the poor people at this one park.
Yes, but you need to know that in New York, this is the exception. The exception is to find people like that. In Egypt, it's very common.
Yeah.
Okay? So, we talk about, I've seen a lot of people who sleep just during the winter on the ground, nothing under them, nothing above them.
Don't they catch pneumonia?
Well, this is how Allah helps them. Allah immunes their body. Their body got used to it. So they just, subhanAllah, Allah makes them sleep well, okay? But at the same time, it's shame on us to leave them in this condition. We should help them out. So the opposite, poor people are very needy to Allah, and that's why they are closer to Allah. They always begging for, Ya Allah, food. Ya Allah, roof. Ya Allah, bread. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Rich people, okay, I need food. Ask the refrigerator. I need a roof.
Yeah.
I need a roof. Knock on your house and enter.
Hey, builder, can you get me a roof?
Yeah. Okay. I need to sleep. Oh. Let the bed. Yeah, you have a pillow top mattress. Okay. So people who are rich, they don't get needy very often. They don't get needy what? Very often. There is one person that I know who told me that I never felt needy to Allah until I got sick. I got a disease, a bad disease. He said, all my life, I never thought about asking Allah for anything. Because I have everything. Everything. I have a laptop, I have a car, I have a house, I have a family, I have plenty of food, I have everything I need. Then Allah likes him, or Allah knows, he looks into his heart, he finds a good heart. So Allah wants to remind him that he's still needy. So how does Allah do that? Allah gave him a cancer. Allah gave him a what?
Cancer.
When Allah gave him a cancer, he ran to Mecca, to the Kaaba, for Hajj. And he spent all his Hajj begging of Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. You got it? Okay. Now, when you need something, the first that comes in your mind is Allah. The first that comes into your mind is what?
Allah.
So, when you, let's say you need money and you have bank account, what would you think about? I need money, so I need to go where?
To the bank.
To the bank. And then what?
Get money.
Get money,
wallet.
Right? You agree with me?
Very much.
Is that clear? If you need money and you have a bank account, that has money. So what would you think? I need money, then I need to go where?
Bank
and get what?
Money.
Money.
But what if you need money and there's no, and you don't have an account in the bank? Then what do?
Bag.
Ya Allah. Right?
I don't have any money.
Ya Allah, give me money. See why the poor people are closer to Allah?
Because
trust me, now the rich people should do this. Should go to the bank, get the money, and then say what?
Ya Allah.
No, say Alhamdulillah.
Oh, okay.
Got it? Then they become good rich people. Okay? Like, it's not your fault that you're rich. Okay? Allah made you rich. So, yeah, I mean, it's not your fault, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to count it against you that you're rich. Why? He gave you away. He said, you're rich? Okay, just be thankful. You're poor? Yes, ask me. And Allah loves both. The patient poor and
the generous rich.
No, and the thankful rich.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Well, also the rich.
Now, it is wrong. Most of the rich people, when they get the money from the bank, they just put it in their pocket and drive away without saying what?
Alhamdulillah.
That's a big mistake. That's a big mistake. Don't do that. Because if you don't remember Allah when you do something, you get the benefit in this life, but you don't get the benefit in the day of judgment. For example, if you eat without saying Bismillah, what happens?
Bad.
No. You get full and the food will help you in this life. But in the day of judgment, you don't get what?
Any hasanat.
But if you say Bismillah before you eat, then you get what? Both. You get the benefit of the food in this life and
the
hasanat in the hereafter. If you want to make everything you do ibadah, just remember Allah before you do it. Just remember Allah. Just remember Allah even for a second. Just remember Allah. Say, Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah. I am going to play basketball. Yay. This is all what you need to do. And the whole game becomes like a prayer. Counts to you like a prayer.
Whoa.
Just see, Allah wants to give us Jannah. Allah wants He just wants anything. You do any good thing because He really wants you to go to Jannah. He wants you to go to Jannah. So He's making it so easy on you. And the doors of Jannah are so many. Let's say you're poor, then you can volunteer. You're rich, you can pay money. There are so many doors. If one door is closed, then you go knock on the other door. Let's say there's nothing to do. You can't do anything. Then you can fast.
No, pray and read.
Or you pray. Okay.
Quran.
Or read Quran.
Or...
I mean, there are so many things. Or play basketball, and before you play basketball, you say Bismillah.
Have a video game.
Do you know that if you say the dua before you go to the bathroom, your bathroom business counts for you as a good deed?
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is how important is the dua. It converts your actions into prayers. It converts your actions into what?
Prayers.
It converts the basketball game into a prayer. It converts the video game into prayer.
What? Oh my God.
Halo
4. Minecraft.
And also, so number three, converts what you do into a good deed. Into a good deed. Now, it also acts as a warning. How? If you're used to say Bismillah all the time, if you're used to say what?
Bismillah.
Before you do anything, you say what? Bismillah. And you want to buy liquor. And then you go to the liquor store, and before you pick up the liquor bottle, you say Bismillah. Huh? it will say, it will remind you. You say to yourself, excuse me? You're saying Bismillah and picking a liquor, a bottle of liquor? No, shame on you, and you put it back. You see what I'm saying? Let's say you want to sneak on your brother and steal his stuff. But you used to say Bismillah. So when you're sneaking, shh, and then you reach there and say, you want to take it, you say Bismillah. Hold on, hold on, hold on. What am I doing here? I'm stealing the stuff and saying Bismillah? Ah, you see? So it always keeps Allah in your mind. You know what? Do you know, there's something called circle of focus. You know circle of focus? Do you know circle of focus? Like right now, my circle of focus is teaching you. When you get busy with your daily activities, Allah goes outside of the circle of focus, goes far away. Okay? This is called forgetfulness of Allah. Then if you don't remember Him, He stays outside of the circle of focus. So He is in your brain. He's not out of your brain, but He's outside what?
The circle of focus.
And that is what dua is for. Brings Allah back to the circle of focus. Brings Allah back to your, to the circle of focus and your attention. To the circle of focus in your brain. Let's call it the circle of focus in your brain. Yoo-hoo! Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. So now you need to memorize the hadith. Ad-du'a mukhu al-ibadah. So part two of your homework, part two. Oh, part three, I'm sorry. Yeah, part three. Part two, memorize.
The vocab.
On the top table. And part three, memorize the hadith. If you really want to learn Arabic, you need to build your vocab. You need to be rich with vocab. Because, you know, if you don't have vocab, then, you know, what are you going to do?
You're not going to talk.
Yeah. So you need to have vocab. So try to get as much vocab as you can. And try, if your parents speak Arabic, speak with them Arabic so that you pick up vocab. All right? Okay. And I will see you next week.
How many kids did your numbers that you're used to?
One.
But
I have a two.
This is how your quiz is going to look like. Your quiz is going to look like what?
I lost my 3-4 gigs.
Like this. What is it? The English word, and what happened to the Arabic word?
Vanished.
Vanished. So you need to write the Arabic word. So I'm telling you, this is the quiz ahead of time.
It's like
of course, the first, next time is going to be just the top part. The time after is just going to be the bottom part. Okay? And then you would grade it yourself. But I trust that you're so honest, you're not going to cheat. You're honestly going to grade yourself. If you cheat, you harm nobody but
yourself.
You get bad deeds and you cheat yourself. Cheat yourself, meaning that you think you learned, but you didn't learn.
Wait, does your UC connect to servers? Does your UC connect to systems?